From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. The delicate peace in the Middle East became a bit more fragile this weekend when Israeli commandos launched a raid deep into Lebanon. Israel said the raid was to prevent the smuggling of arms to Hezbollah. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called it a violation of the UN truce. Lebanon's prime minister toured South Beirut and called the devastation there a crime against humanity. Coming up, a report on recovery efforts in southern Lebanon. First to New York Times correspondent Stephen Erlanger. He's in Jerusalem. Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
What response have you heard in Israel to the criticism over yesterday's attacks?
Well, there's no doubt that it was a violation of the ceasefire, but the resupply of arms to Hezbollah from Iran and Syria is also a violation of the ceasefire. And the Israelis say these commandos finished their intelligence-gathering job before they ran into Hezbollah, and they apparently gathered proof of new shipments of supplies, particularly from Russia, which they want to shove in front of the Russians' faces.
Although Hezbollah don't seem to be firing rockets into Israel at the moment, but on the other hand, as far as Israel is concerned, Hezbollah is still around. It's still armed. How does it look from the Israeli side right now?
The Israelis are very skeptical about this ceasefire. I mean, they see the Lebanese army as basically harmless to everybody. They see the Europeans being very slow at putting troops forward for this new United Nations force, especially the French. But they believe that even if no one goes about disarming Hezbollah itself, the force in the army's presence should be enough to keep Hezbollah from attacking Israel, at least for a while.
So Lebanon's defense minister as well says he'll prevent Hezbollah from violating the ceasefire. Can he be believed?
Well, I think he can be believed. The question is, does he have the capacity and does the Lebanese army have the capacity to do anything about it? They don't seem to want to confront Hezbollah. We'll have to see what the new UNIFIL force, which may come up to the same 15,000 that it's supposed to have eventually, will do. But simply the presence of those two forces in southern Lebanon will curtail Hezbollah's freedom of activity and movement. Hezbollah had total freedom before. Now it has to be more careful. So, to some degree, Hezbollah is constrained.
What do you think the next diplomatic step is?
Well, the next step is for Kofi Annan to get the troops in place. I mean, he's been scouring Europe, and the French, who said that they were going to lead it, are now coming up with an extra 200 troops, if you can believe it. There are Muslim countries that want to participate, but Israel wants to make sure, and Kofi Annan apparently wants to make sure there are some NATO-like countries involved also. And to get these people in place would help a lot, because they're supposed to monitor Lebanon's borders with Syria also, which would take another pretext away from Israel doing another raid of this kind.
Stephen Erlanger is a correspondent for The New York Times, and he spoke with us from Jerusalem. Stephen, thank you very much.
Thank you.